Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, it's me, Ishan Akbar, welcoming you to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com. Fiverr is the freelance marketplace of talented freelancers in over 500 categories. Do you need help with design? Or maybe you need a new website? You can find all the talent you need in one place. Meanwhile, this is the podcast where every week we spend 9 minutes and 29 seconds learning something valuable from a very special guest. So let's dive straight in. So this week's guest is very on trend. He styled a career from his passion for fashion and he's created content around the globe. It's the man behind the Unknown Vlogs, Kofi McCallar. Kofi started the Unknown Vlogs 5 years ago, and he's constantly been creating content since then, building himself a platform with over 750,000 subscribers. In this episode, Kofi's going to tell us how discipline is a key component for success. So Kofi, tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
My lesson today is how discipline is a key component for success.
What does discipline in terms of success mean for you in terms of the work that you do?
Well, I spend every day filming for YouTube. And if I wasn't disciplined, then I would have a lot of lazy days and I'd fall into the trap where I just wouldn't get anything done. So I have to stay disciplined in order to make content and progress in life, you know?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people who are uninitiated to being a content creator or being a YouTuber probably don't realize the amount of work that goes into it. Do you mind giving us a bit of a lowdown of all the things that you need to be disciplined about in the work that you do?
So, I mean, like, you wake up every day and you're your own boss. So there's no one really telling you what to do. You don't really have any requirements to do anything. So you kind of have to convince yourself every day to make the content. And it doesn't matter what the weather is saying. It could be raining or whatever, but it's down to you to try and make something of your day. And that could be challenging. But it's like, compare it to going to gym. First few days, yeah, you go to gym and stuff. But when you go home, it's rewarding. You feel amazing, you know? And that's the same feeling I get when I finished a day of filming. I feel amazing afterwards. I've done something with my day that I'm proud of, you know?
Where did you get this notion of discipline from? Is it something you've always done? As a kid, you knew how to be disciplined, or was it something that was taught to you?
I'll say I got into martial arts at such a young age. So the benefit of that is I've kind of like trained myself to always be disciplined in the tasks I carry out and stay consistent with it. So martial arts was definitely a factor that helped me from young. And then, of course, having parents that are very strict and disciplined, that also helps you stay on track, you know, as you grow up. So, yeah.
How do you find the balance between being disciplined and being creative? Because there'll be a lot of people listening to this who are thinking, I don't feel like those two go hand in hand. You can't just say at this time, I'm going to think creatively.
I mean, it is difficult because creativity is spontaneous. You can't really put a 9-to-5 time period on it, you know? So I do find myself during the day, whatever I'm doing, I can spend that time researching and getting the core foundation for that interest I have, you know? And then I find myself when it does get later in the day and I do feel creative, I at least have some reference I can look back at to really help, you know, identify where I want to take the creativity and really enhance it, you know?
Do you think that you being disciplined helped you stick with it? Because a lot of people who want to do stuff online or create content might sometimes feel like, damn, I uploaded something, it's got less than 100 views. I uploaded this, it's got 250 views. What's the point? You know, why would I do that? There's so much out there.
Yeah, I'll say like discipline really helps with consistency. So even if like, let's say in my example, I'm a YouTuber, let's say videos don't do well. Okay, we'll learn from that. Why didn't it do well? When did look at the analytics, see where you could improve on to make it better and only take it as constructive criticism, you know, and learn from that, build from that, because nothing's easy, you know. You do have to work to be successful in life. And with discipline, that really does help you stay focused on the bigger picture. Okay, this week it didn't do well, but my five-year plan, you know, to get to that point in life, I do have to stay consistent and learn where I can.
If someone's listening to this and they're thinking, you know, I like what Kofi does and I like what he's saying about discipline, but it's not something that comes naturally to me, do you have some advice of something that person can do right now or tomorrow after listening to this episode to make a difference in how they approach discipline?
Yeah, I'll say start off with identifying what you're into and your interests, because it all stems from who you are as an individual. So whether there's a song or an artist you like, or whatever you're into, dive deeper, find out more similar things like that. Like, oh, there's another artist that's similar. Oh, I like that. I like that. When you find out those key foundations as who you are as a person, then it's more easier to find motivation within yourself, because discipline comes from motivation as well. You have to motivate yourself to actually do something and then stay disciplined in terms of stay consistent, stay at it, you know? Find out what you're into. So maybe go to the gallery tomorrow, you know? Maybe pick up a new book in the library. Maybe go vinyl shopping and find some new songs. And just get inspiration from tangible things, you know? And take that home with you and really build from that. And I don't know, discipline should just come naturally from you being motivated. That's what I believe. It helps me, you know. Going Supreme drops. Okay, cool. These clothes. Okay, fire. Go home. Edit. Wow. I can keep doing this because I like going out and doing something, you know.
What about the days where you wake up and you're just not feeling it? It's just, you're overcome. You're like, no, I'm too tired. What kind of tools do you use to get yourself back on track?
I mean, I start my days every day, like walking my dog, of course. So that kind of helps, because it's like, okay, now I have to get out of the house. Can't stay in my apartment. That's an easy trap to fall into. So, okay, now I'm outside. Oh, it's kind of nice weather, or it could be dead weather, but at least I'm outside doing something. That kind of helps me. Okay, my body's awake. I'm outside in the cold or in the sun. Let's go home. Let's put the coffee on. All right, let's get the day started. And I kind of have like a routine I follow that really helps me with my day-to-day activities. So, and I find a part of my routine is, funnily enough, is actually talking to myself, because I can only motivate myself. And hearing my own voice really helps with that, you know? So like me just talking to myself saying, okay, what are you doing today? Oh, come on, man, let's fix up, okay? Let's do this, okay? Maybe look in the mirror and be like, okay, look, you love yourself, okay? Because only you can love yourself. And once you are happy with yourself, then you can go out there and share your happiness and meet other people. And it doesn't matter like how many rejections I get from people that don't want to be in my videos. I'm still happy as a person, and their mood won't affect who I am. And I'll keep going with my day. And it all stems from me just talking to myself in the morning. And I find that helps.
Obviously, you're disciplined about your work. Have you found that your discipline helps your subscribers as well, and the people that follow your content? And you know, for people listening, they might be thinking, if I'm disciplined, will my customers expect a certain level of discipline as well?
So funnily enough, there is a weird thing where it's like my viewers see that I upload every day and I've put in the work. So they kind of feel obliged to, okay, now I need to comment, leave a comment in every video for the algorithm. I need to make sure I've liked the video. And, you know, they really engage with it. And I feel like that's their way of being disciplined, because they leave in the comments, this is for the algorithm, let's go, or road to a million subscribers. And they do that every video. And it's amazing. So I feel like I create that relationship where they see I put in the work, so at least they try to. As little as it is, it really does make a difference as well, so...
Kofi, look, thank you so much for your time on 929. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
Yeah, you too.
I really enjoyed this chat with Kofi. He highlighted that even in a creative space, discipline is absolutely key. In fact, discipline can aid the creative process and content generation. It's not something I'd considered. They might not be natural bedfellows, but they are certainly very important together. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family, and Fiverr is a digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. Please do leave us a review. I'll see you again soon. Goodbye.
Hold up. when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.